Following on with the two boys, I'm now talking to someone who is involved with the association ONG. Perhaps you could introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Claude Feillat. I'm from Brittany, I'm from near Saint-Malo. It's about 12 years ago now I did this association, and because I used to spend 2 years in a temple in Nepal, not in Nepal, exactly north of Thailand, near the border of Burma, and I used to be a monk. And I went to India, then I went to Lumbini in Nepal, the place where Buddha was born. And then I went to Kathmandu and I met some people, and the people took me to different villages, and I saw the real life of Nepal, you know, because most of the time if you go with a travel agency, they show you some good place of Nepal, but not the real life, you know. And I fall in love with Nepal, really. So for me, it was to do something, you know, to help these people. They never asked me for money, for nothing. So now it's about 12 years we have this association in Nepal. So we have 3 villages, we take care of 3 villages. And we finance 100% of the kids in the village. Most of the school, it's about 100 kids. And then if the boy or the girl is getting good at school, we send him or her to Kathmandu and to do like the back. And if he's really good, after we are ready to help him, you know, to go to different countries, you know, for to study. So now we are very proud because just a few months ago, we have one of the students, he's a doctor, so he gets the license. And we have one boy now in Philippines, he's in the third year of medicine. And we have a couple boys in France. One do Pushpa is doing university in Rennes. Kanchan want to do the school of Dinar. And we have one more who is doing, I don't know how you say in English, Sciences Politiques. But we have now, we have about 6 girls who are a nurse. So we have about 20 students that we have to take care every year. So it's a lot of money. Yes, it's a lot of money. And so we have different ways to collect money. And we do from a presentation, we do some market and some action. Most we do a lot. Sometimes it's every 2 weeks we do something. But what we do also, we take people to Nepal. And that the people can see exactly how we spend the money in the different village. And this, I think for me, the best way, you know, because the people trust you after. They see that we spend the money for the kids, you know. And when the people come with us to Nepal for about 2 weeks, they spend, we ask them for the food, for the place to stay, for the transportation, about 500 euros. It's nothing, you know, so we don't make money on that. But the people are so happy when they come back. Most of them, they organize something in France, like evening to play cards or, you know, a tournament of football or something like that. And they send us after the profit of the day. So it's the way of the association to make money. We don't want to ask always money to people, you know. So we like that
people... It's not part of the Buddhist philosophy, is it?
Exactly, you know, exactly. We want that the people give money with
their... From their heart.
Know, exactly. Yes. So this is the best way. So about Glenn, I did not know him, and it's a Pushpa who knew somebody, a lady, who knew the mother, who know the mother of Glenn, and Pushpa told me, hey, you know, in Brittany, we have one boy who is going to Nepal. I said, oh, I don't know that. How you know that? And he said, yes, I saw on Facebook, and maybe we can help him, everything. So he took contact, and he's a good boy. It's a good boy. What he did is really good, you know, because it's only 16-year-old, I think.
Well, extraordinary, yeah. Is just like, really, it's just the beginning of a whole humanitarian.
Yeah, and he's a very simple career. Guy. He's very, you know, we are proud of him. So he's really doing good. And I hope that after we want to take him back to Nepal, to show him really the real life, you know, because what he didn't went to the best place of Nepal. He went to some good place, but most of the time he used to see in the cities, you know, or the big village, you know. What you have to... When I take my people, you know, the people don't realize that the kids, they have to walk about 2 hours to go to school. 1 hour and a half, 2 hours to go to school. It's, you know, nobody complains. And I remember a few years ago, we bought ambulance for one village. So we took the ambulance. One lady came after you know, the ceremony and said, "Oh, thank you. Now we are only 3 hours drive from the, not the hospital, from the emergency place." And for her, it was like for us, 5 minutes walk, you know, 3 hours.
So thoroughly it's, rewarding work though, isn't it, what you're doing? Mm-hmm. You must love every day.
Oh yes, you know, it's, people don't realize that we are lucky first to be in France, you know, to be happy. It's why in Nepal, you know what is good? In Nepal, what is really good, it's the family, it's very important. Impossible to send the grandmother or to grandfather to a retirement house. For them, it's, they love France, but they don't understand that we can do that. You know, for them, it's impossible. Over there, you have to be happy with what you have, not what the different people they have. You know, what you have, it's good, it's enough. You know,
the less you have sometimes, yes, the happier, yeah. Mm. I think, less to worry about.
So, you know, I just want to tell the people, if they have a few days, little bit of money, go to Nepal. Really, Nepali people, they need you for tourists, you know, to make money. And Nepal is not an expensive place. You know, you go to Nepal, if you can buy some airline tickets for 500 euros, go and back. And over there, you spend almost nothing. So maybe you go to spend for 1,000 euros for 15 days. You spend more here to 1 week or 2 weeks in Brittany.
Oh, exactly. Mm. Well, I think, Claude, your explanation and enthusiasm will really, really excite people to want to follow this path. So when are you going back there?
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
For 3 months. For 3 months.
You'll have to take some crepes with you.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
You do.
Yes, I do.
And butter.
Oh, yeah. I do. No, no, we do also some... French in the village, we show the people how we do crepes or something like that. But you know, most of the time we have to learn a lot from these people. Yes.
What a wonderful exchange.
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, thank you very much indeed for your time. Thank
you. Who knows? Maybe we take you one day over there.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.